The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
As in Howell, it's pretty much status quo. I mean, we're going to have gourmet turkey, gourmet mashed potatoes, gourmet sweet potatoes, gourmet stuffing.
Oh, you got the mashed potatoes.
I did.
I wasn't sure if you were going to.
Yes, I got the mashed potatoes. And gourmet gravy. And
cranberry.
And gourmet cranberry sauce. And that's it. And some gourmet Spanish peanuts for an appetizer. And maybe pizza rolls for a gourmet appetizer. Yep. Oh, I said it. I can't. A gourmet appetizer.
What's the time? Mark the time so you can go back in and
God,
cut
shit.
That.
Excise that crap out of there.
So soon, and isn't this a crime? We know by now the time knows how to fly. So here's goodbye. So soon, you'll find your separate way.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
As in Howell.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 736 of the BFO for Monday, the 29th of November, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Yo, we are gonna get regular again. Yes, Big Fatty, are you over fibering? Yes. Oh Lord, hi everyone. I hope your Cyber Monday is going well. Oh dear Gussie. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, it is Cyber Morning. Not No, it isn't, Big Fatty. It's Cyber Monday. But if you want to call it Cyber Monday, you go right. Big Fatty, you're already back on schedule. You already fucked it up. All right. Please move the show forward. But, y'all, it's called Cyber Morning because everybody goes back to work, and you used to be that the only place people had the intertubes was at work. And so they have to wait and go back to work on Monday. And then they can they could do their online shopping on Monday when they got back to work. But, y'all, I don't know, but I think quite a few people nowadays, it's becoming more and more widespread that you can have the intertubes in your own home, y'all. Believe it or not. Believe it or not, y'all, I'm not sure this inner tube thing is going to catch on, but it has shown some promise, but we'll see. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I'm actually looking forward to getting back to the coal mine today, because, y'all, we got off, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. We left work around noon on last Wednesday, so I've had all afternoon. From last Wednesday, had Thanksgiving Day, had Friday, had Saturday, and had Sunday. And y'all, I can get used to this not doing a damn thing. And y'all, it's very contagious. I had grand plans for the weekend, but y'all, there were quite a few things that I did get done. Y'all, by the way, I am watching the Auxiliary Rat right now, the Weekend Rat, if you will. And so I may break in with some news on the temperatures. Y'all, I'm looking at my... y'all, that is the leftover fried chicken breast and macaroni and cheese and red rice that I had left over from Saturday. Was it Saturday that I had that? Yes, McFreddy. I don't remember when I had it. But I had the leftovers on Sunday afternoon. And y'all, speaking of that, I've got something in the oven. As soon as I finish the little show, y'all, it looks like we are moving into a winter pattern here of cold and rain, with the highs in the upper 50s and the low 60s and the lows in the mid 30s to low 40s. Oh, well, but you know, y'all, on Wednesday, y'all, that's Rabbit Day. So don't forget that. Put that down on your calendars. Put it in your abacus, if you will. Ah, Big Friday. Y'all, there was something I thought of the other day that people probably don't even know what they are anymore. And I've forgotten what it was. Big Freddy, thanks for mentioning it. But anyway, y'all, I'm going to tell you, it's a little chilly here in the Fat Cave. So, I've had to don my podcasting robe, you know, because there is a requirement to podcast with pants off. However, you are allowed during the winter months to podcast with robe on. But anyway, y'all, let's get back to Wednesday night. I don't think I did a damn thing. Probably went to bed early. Thursday, oh no, I know what I did. I went by to see Kitty and his favorite dancing girl and betrothed spouse, Miss Olive. They were having their bedroom carpet cleaned after 24 years, and y'all, I couldn't believe it. I didn't ask if there had been an accident, but, y'all, it's just, oh, well, you know, it's 2010. We had this carpeting installed in, 1986. So let's just mark it on the calendar that on the day before Thanksgiving in 2010, we'll have the carpets clean. And y'all, they did it. They kept to their schedule, if you live in the UCK. And so y'all, they were having the carpet clean, and evidently there was some sort of mechanical failure or something like that. Evidently the mechanical cleaner wasn't working, and y'all, they got it for free. Which is good if it's not working. But anyway, they were having the carpet cleaned. But Miss Kitty had gone to the Purple Onion Cafe, where he and Miss Olive, his favorite dancing girl and betrothed spouse, they eat about, of the 21 meals a week, they have about 25 there, I believe. And so I had asked him to pick up a buttermilk pie. Now, this is not the same as the vinegar pie that Miss Wes had enjoyed during one of his visits. But this was the buttermilk pie, and y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. It is nothing but pure heaven. Pure tea heaven. Because, y'all, I needed to have a little hostess gift to take with me for the big Thanksgiving feast up in Columbia. So, y'all, I got up on Thursday morning. Y'all, as usual, I watched the Macy's, or was it Gimbel's? I don't remember. Maybe it was the Gimbel's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And y'all, they had there was a terrible accident. The Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh yes.
Y'all, the giant Vera balloon, which y'all terrifies the small children. I don't understand why Gimbel's puts it in the parade every year, but they do. But y'all, I think, you know, it's like in a Disney movie. There's always got to be some kind of horrifying, villainous thing in the storyline. But y'all, the Vera balloon broke loose from its tethers, and y'all, it is triple the size, it is triple the team trying to tether that thing in, because y'all, it's just so enormous. Y'all, right there at 5th and Broadway, where they make the big turn, y'all, it always has trouble getting around that corner. But Y'all, the tellers broke away. Evidently, there was the smell of gourmet pizza rolls down the street. And y'all, it wasn't seen later that day. It was just, we don't know what happened to it. But y'all, there was some ugly comments about the big fatty balloon. It'll take forever for that thing to get filled with gas. Well, y'all, what you don't know is that the big fatty balloon, it is a modern miracle. Y'all, it is self-inflating. It gasses itself up. And y'all, evidently, the big fatty balloon was getting a little frisky with Underdog. I don't know what that means, but you know, that's just, anyway, getting frisky with Underdog. Dear Gussie Big Fatty, well, there goes my Thanksgiving. But anyway, y'all, I got up and I had me a little brufkus. And on Thanksgiving morning, watched the Gimbel's Day Parade. And then I took a little nip-a-nap. Because y'all, you always got to have a nip-a-nap on Thanksgiving Day. I don't care. I don't care who you are. And then about 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, I got in the Ford Explorer and I drove to Columbia. And y'all, I thought I'd gotten lost, but I had but I hadn't. I was just doubting myself. And y'all, you know, you don't need to be a doubting Thomas. You know, just if you're pretty sure, just go with it. Yes, McFaddy, don't ever ask for directions. And y'all, I arrived, and y'all, I met Doctor and Mama Brewer, and y'all, they were just delightful. I asked them if they adopted all of their children or just Daniel, and there was an uncomfortable silence in the room when I asked that. But so we moved forward, and y'all, the gourmet appetizers, y'all, they were really quite good. There was some sort of purple grapes. I think that is to reach back to our heritage with Miles Standish and Poopy Squanto. And, you know, because they always had the cornmeal mush. And, y'all, the closest you can get to cornmeal mush nowadays is grapes. And they had that. And, y'all, then there was a bar of the Philadelphia brand cream cheese. And, y'all, then it looked like there had been an accident on top of the cream cheese. Then there was some, what was that? Oh, it was wheat thins, because, y'all, we needed the fiber. We needed some fiber to keep things moving, and, y'all, there was some cheese cubes and some more wheat thins. Y'all, I stayed away from the cheese cubes, because, y'all, it might as well just be a big old cork of cement for Big Fatty. But anyway, but, y'all, I tried the, I noticed that... that Daniel and Dr. Bieber had tried the cream cheese with the unfortunate accident on it. And, y'all, they seemed to be okay. So I thought, well, Big Fatty, give it a try. And, y'all, I tried it, and I didn't know what it was. So I asked, I said, what is this unfortunate accident on the cheese, the cream cheese slab? And, y'all, it was the pick-a-pepper. It was the pick-a-pepper sauce. And, y'all, it was really quite good. It's kind of a peppery, Worcestershire-y, thick sauce. You can pick it up at your local grocer and keep a bottle on hand in your larden. So, y'all, I just nibbled on that like there was no tamari. And And y'all, I took some of the Chex Mix, and y'all, Daniel opened up the Chex Mix and pulled out a bowl and poured some in there, and he had about two or three pieces, and then I heard this heaving sound from the bathroom. But I don't know that those are related or not, but I was told that lunch was going to be late. Well, you know, that's fine, because, y'all, I had worn black, because black is slimming. But I had brought, believe it or not, I had remembered to bring the pie. And then I brought the Chex Mix. And, y'all, then there was a little cod. So, y'all, the wine started flowing. Y'all, it was the biggest wine glasses I've ever seen in my life. Y'all, I swear that Big Ricky, as much weight as he's lost, he could have taken a bath in one of them. They were so big. But anyway, So, y'all, we finally, it was, I don't know, it was probably about midnight we sat down to eat, even though I was told to be there at 3 o'clock. But, y'all, there are people that wait and eat at the, you know, once the sun goes down, and, you know, they know to stop eating because the roosters, it must be time to stop eating. Anyway, no, we sat down, I don't know, it was probably about 3:30, quarter of four, and so it wasn't that late, and y'all, we were enjoying the conversation, and y'all, you heard on Friday's episode of The Gaze, that Dr. Brewer, he can tell a story, and y'all, he told many a story that, y'all, there was one about about a gate that didn't open, and some yellow jackets, y'all, neither part of the story had anything to do with the rest of it, but y'all, it was all required to be told, because y'all, you'd just miss out on something if you didn't hear the whole story, but y'all, I loved it. But y'all, for Thanksgiving dinner, we had a lovely ham. I'm not sure why Daniel Bieber decided on a ham, but y'all, this was not a honey bake. It was right off the hog. And y'all had been scored and everything. There were no cherries or what do you call that? Those not the nutmegs, but what are those things called that you... Cloves! The cloves! There were no cloves in it either. But y'all, there was a Coca-Cola glaze, and y'all, you know Big Fatty grew up in the Atlanta, and y'all, we love the Coca-Cola. And y'all, the Coca-Cola glaze made for a lovely ham gravy. And we had that. And we had, what else did we have? We had squash casserole. We had some sautéed spinach with garlic. And, y'all, by the way, I believe it gave me some terrible gas on the way back. Y'all, I had to pull the Ford Explosion over. I thought I was going to shat myself on the way back, but I didn't. But y'all, there was some gas being expelled. That's all I got to say. And, what else did we have? We had, there was something else. There was, you know, he had said we were going to have chicken in a bag. Evidently, they ate that before I got there. That's why they weren't in a hurry to feed me once I got up there. And, y'all, there was some biscuits that were made. And but, y'all, the biscuits, unfortunately, the biscuits were, they were flat as a pancake. But, y'all, they were delicious. They were delicious. And, y'all, I just poured ham gravy all over it. And it was all, yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely, just lovely. And y'all, then and there was a salad with a cranberry and pecan, because y'all, evidently Mama does not like the walnuts either. Y'all, I don't know of anything good that has come from walnuts. I mean, and blue cheese, but I don't know if it was the Stilton or not, or the Clemson blue cheese, but y'all, it was blue cheese, and y'all, it was really good over a mix, with mixed greens. And then y'all, I'm gonna tell you the best part, and y'all, it was all just delicious, but y'all, the best part was the strawberry cobbler. And y'all, I saw Daniel making it. Y'all, it doesn't appear to be too difficult to do. It appears to be some flour and some sugar and some strawberries and a stick and a half of butter. And y'all, then you bake it. And I'm sure there's something else in there too that I'm forgetting. But y'all, you bake it and then you serve it warm over vanilla ice cream. They use the Mayfield vanilla ice cream. And y'all, it was absolutely fantastic. But y'all, do you think he pulled that pie out? Do you think he pulled that pie out to offer a slice of pie to go along with the... because y'all, there's no better treat than buttermilk pie with strawberry cobbler. But do you think he... No! No, he did not. And y'all, You know, I just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. Vera, how would you describe those actions by Daniel?
As in whole.
Oh, dear Gussie, that wasn't very nice. More tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.